Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katon, Daf Gimel, in the Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis. The Gemara in the previous Daf brought the Mishnah in Maseches Shviz that says that Blazim and Azara does not allow for one to take a fertilizer and put it into his field in order to stock it over there, in order to store it over there. Cannot do it. And the Gemara brought two explanations why. Either because he's fertilizing the field, and that's why it's Asur, or because of Maris Ha'ayin, because it looks like he's fertilizing the field. Now, Kamina, what happens if you already had fertilizer on the field? You already did it before Shemitah. According to the first pshat, so it's Motor, because then there's no issue, the field is already fertilized. According to the second pshat, you still have Maris Ha'ayin. Now, the Gemara of Gimel goes back to our Mishnah. So basically, Eilin Shmoso, this Shmua that we had in Shemitah, the Hocha, meaning Hocha means in Masechet Shviz, because the Gemara is quoting the sugya of Masechet Shviz as it does in many other places. So these shmos over here, how does this connect? How do we explain with this a different sugya? What is it? Our Mishnah in Masechet Moed Katan, Tani and Tamon, Ablaz Manazai Oimer, Eino Isim Esau Betchila B'Moed Shviz. He says you can't do the Amo, which is the channel of water, can't dig it in Moed Shviz. Omav Yimer Pnishu Machshetz Tadil Israel. What is the reason I can't come and dig the channel of water? Because by digging it, you're preparing the sides, the sides of the channel, to be ready for Zriah, to be ready for planting. Because Marisayin, people will think the reason he's digging a hole is in order to come and plant. Havubai Meimel wanted to say, Mandohomai Tamon Pri Marisayin, they call Marisayin. Whoever says Marisayin in Mesechas Moed Katan, he says Marisayin in Mesechas Shviz. Mandohomai Tamon Pri Shumachshet Zedel Ezrio, they call Marislach. But according to Mandohomai, it says that the reason Moed Katan, you're not allowed to go and dig the channels, is not because of Marisayin. How will you explain Mesechas Shviz? Says the Gemara, Leislach Elo, you have to say, as we said in the previous daf, has the following explanation. Maybe he will not find more fertilizer to stock it up, and he's going to have only a little bit that he took it from his house to put in the field, and he merely is fertilizing the field. I mean, the problem is to actually putting a fertilizer on the field, and if he's not going to stock it up, it will be fertilizing on a Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Manafik Rebinir, what's it between these two explanations in the Mishnah over here? Chafar Lasoy Samash Lebinin, what happens if he dug in order to build a building, to do an Amash Lebinin, the foundation of a building? Havubai Meimar, the Vilna Gaon takes away these words, it's not only Havamino, it's the Maskona. If the problem of digging is because Marisayin, also if you're digging for Amash Lebinin, for the foundation of a building, Lebinin, it's also Marisayin. If it's because he's going to help to come and plant over here, he's not going to plant over here, he's going to build a building. If he has stones or pebbles, or seed or gives us different types of plaster, mutter, then he could put the plaster, the fertilizer over there, because he cannot fertilize the field. The whole problem is fertilizing the field, or marisayin, if you have something beneath it, there's no fertilizing the field. This goes back to what we said there in Masechet Shviz. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, Misakis of Kokolos Mamoyed, you could go and fix the broken Amos in Cholamoyed. So the Gemara, Dovah Shu Tzor Chamoyed, Dovah Dovah Shu Tzor Chamoyed, Osir. Mashri, you could do only something which you need for Cholamoyed. If you don't need for Cholamoyed, you can't do it. So the Gemara, that's Mishal Yochi, that's only for individual. Abashir Rabbi, if you Dovah Shu Ein Nil Tzor Chamoyed Mutter. Anything for the Rabbi, even if it's not Tzor Chamoyed, you could do in Cholamoyed. Keado, the Boni de Sakuso, the Beis Samech, it's a place called Sakuso, it pachatos, it broke, b'moyado, not the gyus of b'chayim beans, koi demoyado, meaning it broke either in the moyad, before the moyad, v'sholim ravo mi'avdino b'moyado, ravo allowed him to fix it in the moyad. So ask the Gemara, and according to the gyus that we said, it was done before the moyad, b'tshriach v'kivno, something which is a triach, and it was mechavin to do in the moyad, lo savin and meimel v'vachol yechavin is v'achto v'moyad, didn't we learn you should not do a melocha in the moyad, the person aimed, and he made himself available to do it in the moyad? And here he's saying that anything for the rabbi you could do in the moyet. I mean, in lo misavde kadoy and lo misavdoy. If you're not going to do it now, it'll not happen. I read the Tzipoyrin, the river of Tzipoyrin, is pachatos b'moyado. It broke the moyet, the banks. Chavirai savin meimor shorim minado. Mesegim zkid kuli amayim. So the chavirai said, maybe you could do it. Because it says that you can fix the broken water. So he said, Rav Yirmiyah said it's also because of the halachas of patish, of a hammer. Because we learned in Masechet Soito that there was used to use a ham in Yerushalayim in Chol HaMoed, and it was and Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped it because it made a lot of noises. Afsho milso. So here's the issue of afsho milso. You're not allowed to do it. Bis almo debar maktio in the base oilum of this place. It bachatas b'me'ado. It broke in the moed. He said, maybe you could do it because of the same din. You're allowed to do kol tzurkei rabim in the moed. Continues the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis. The only things you can do is to fill up the cracks. It says you clean it up. What does it mean? Garfin loin. It means to go clean up the channels of water. The one who said over there. A person goes and cleans up the pipes to take away the dirt. That's what you could do in Chol HaMoed. But you can't go and do a whole build-up that they wanted to do in Beis HaKavaros, and therefore that you have to wait after Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, voicing in Kol Tzorkei Rabbim, you could do whatever the Rabbim need. Eilun Tzorkei Rabbim, what is it? Don't need dinim momen nois, for dinim nefoshers, dinim makois, you could do all the dinim the Beis have to do. Poidim is Hashvuyim, you could go and redeem the captives. Ve'arochim ve'charomim ve'ekteshuyim, you could go and take the money when a person did Erki Alai, or he was machim Beis HaMikdosh, or he did Hegdish. Umashkim is a soito, you go and you give the soito to drink. Servim is a par, v'par adumo, v'orfim regla aruf of the fianda. Mace, Firoitzim Evid Ivri, someone who Evid Ivri doesn't want to go out, Umitarim es Hametsoiro, Kedutarim Hametsoiro, all these are dinim the Beis Din do, and if it's considered to be Tzorkei Rabbim. The last thing is, Umifarkim es Haminul Malgabea Imum, you can take out a shoe out of its form, Avloim Achzirim Oisus, a shoe that's finished, it's sitting on its form, you can take it out to use it in Chol HaMoed, but you can't bring it back. That's a din because it's not really a melacha. Umitzayim elakvaros, you make it see in a place where people are buried, so people know there's no tomb over there. Some will look for it seen umiyodor, we learn mesachet shkolim, then choydish odor, they went out to mitzayim the kvaros. Tipoto sheyoda yorat shetev shekshomim veshotfoy. Some more talk about, there was a big rain and came and washed it out, so you have to do it again. They go to the field to check there's no kilaim over there. So they go look for yotzu beodo, didn't go everywhere in chodesh adar. Tipoto shaito shona feilo v'netzvachim nikorim. It's a late year, and it wasn't easy to come and see the plants before they had to go again. Uminayin letziyun. How do you know they have to come and make a tziyun, make a sign, where is their tumah? They said name of Chunya from Beis Chavron. Rabbi Yisrael Amar Lo, Rabbi said differently. Rabbi Chizkiyahu of Uziel Brede of Chunya de Baris Chavron. So different quotes who said it. The Tome Yikre. It says the Mitzvah says out I'm a Tome. Kedesh Yetumo Koyulo Befiyah Vomeres Lo Proish. He has to come and say I'm Tome. So nobody gets close to me. So here the Tome has to come and scream I'm Tome. Don't get close to me. Rav Loi B'Shem Shul Bar Nachar brings another pasuk. It says a pasuk in Besef Yecheskel for every Oyvim Be'aretz they're gonna go in the Aretz for Ro Etzem Adom they'll see a bone. Ubona Etzloi Tzion to make it Tzion to show here's the bone. From here you see, you make a tziyun, a sign for the bones. Odom, kanchem etzayim al shezro, meaning the spine, v'al gulgoilis, and the skull. Uvon has to build, kanchem etzayim al gabe evan kvor. When you do it, you have to make it something which is attached to the ground. Imatorim al gabe evan tlusha, if it's a rock which is not attached, hafiyo lechos metam okomachet, they start moving, and you can go to a different place and say, this is the place of the caver, not the original place. Etzloi, Pimokot Aro, has to be the stone or the simen has to be, the sign has to be a little further away from the tumor to tell the people to know you're getting close to the tumor. Tzion, Mikala Tzion, again, this is the Tzion. Motso Evan Achazit Tzuyanis, now the Gemara goes on and says, a person found a rock that has it in a Tzion. How be Shei Mikarmikim? That's not the way to do it. You have to make a little bit away from it and surround the tumor with Tzionim. If you find only one, you say no, it's the wrong way to do it, but you assume the tumor is beneath this stone. A mile aleo tome, someone who's mile on the stone is tome, and you remember mates come to so you know a piece of mace is beneath the stone. Hayushtaim, if there's two stones, Hamayla Lehim Tor, someone who is going to be too oil on top of it, he's Tor, because the stone is not Pemokam Tumo, Uvenem Tome, because that's the right way to do it. If you have Tumo, you put a stone in front and a stone in the back, and say, make sure in between over here there's a Tumo. He might Chorosh Ben Atayim, but if in between was plowed, Kutinus Gwant Avdal Damudalef, Harem Ki Echidus, he assumed that whatever's in between is not Tumo, because it was plowed, Pinem Tor, So it's the same time. I mean, around the stone, around the middle, which means the two stones. You don't make a tzion for meat, only for a bone, because the meat will rot and there'll be no basar. So if it's not here anymore, there's no tumo. So if you're not giving mitzayin a piece of meat of a mace, so if someone's going to pass by and become tame. It's better not to do a tzion, and someone may come and pass by and see this piece of meat and become tame. But if you come and do a tzion, it's going to stay there for years and years, and someone's going to pass by and not see the tzion and become tame. But really, there's no tomb over there because the meat will decompose and won't be there for a very long time before. So therefore, when it's a piece of meat, you say, don't do a tzion over there because soon there will be no tomb. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katan Daf Gimel.